Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, December 10th, 5:30 a.m. Thank you guys so much for getting up with us early on this very chilly Tuesday morning. My car, I guess when it gets to a certain temperature, there's a snowflake that comes up on it. And I saw the snowflake.
You got the snowflake, did you?
I was like, oh, it's cold today. It was like 38 degrees in my when I got in my car this morning. And I was debating, like, do I need a jacket? I'm wearing a sweater today. I'll be fine. And I was like, no, I'm going to take a jacket. I am so glad I did. It is absolutely chilling out there.
Yeah, you know it's cold in Vegas when you got one of those cars and you get the snowflake.
Here's your sign.
It's cold.
Yeah. How you doing this morning?
All right. Not bad over here. Kind of a low-key Monday. One of the things that happened when Laura was in California last week, she was involved in a hit and run. A car came up and sideswiped her car and just kept on going. And there's some damage to Laura's fine, which is the most important thing, but damage done to her car. So I spent kind of yesterday afternoon lining up insurance, lining up repairs, and lining up all that stuff for her car we want to get done this week.
Oh, dang. That sucks. Did she get a description of the car, a license plate or anything?
A white truck. That's all she saw.
Oh, she didn't get any.
No, the guy or girl that did it came up and sideswiped her, almost like merged into her and just bolted and took off.
Wow.
And she was so just focused on pulling over and just making sure everything was fine with her. And the car was just, it was gone.
That sucks,
man. I know.
People are awful.
I know. It's like, wouldn't you just stop or something? But maybe they didn't have insurance. Who knows? But
not really an excuse, but you're very nice for saying that. Oh, yeah. Okay. You didn't have insurance. Go ahead. Hit me and run.
Keep on going. Yeah. But the most important thing is that she's fine. And like she was telling me the way it happened, she's like, if it would have been 2 seconds prior, it would have been a lot worse. Maybe 2 seconds earlier would have been a lot worse. It was almost like the perfect timing, the way the car if there was a perfect way to sideswipe a car,
right.
It was done to Laura last
week.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad she is okay. All those things can, the things are things, like I always say, and you can get those things fixed. But you can't take for granted someone's safety and well-being. So that's good to
exactly,
know.
Yeah. So that was kind of my Monday. How's your day?
It's good. This morning I woke up and...
That's good.
well, yes, that's a plus. Whenever
2 feet on the ground.
Up,
oh my gosh.
I woke up and... my husband, I kind of fell asleep last night. We were watching a show, so I fell asleep before he did. And he goes, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." What's like? I thought, "Am I making too much noise?" And he goes, "Did you know that you won your league in fantasy football?
You won your league?
My division.
That's huge."
And I looked at him. I was like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, last night's game. You went from second place to first place." And I know talking about fantasy football is like listening to someone talk about, unbuttered toast. It's like really boring, but I was just shocked. And so I looked this morning and I guess last night was the game that changed everything. I guess I kind of just didn't really pay attention to it. I knew I was in the playoffs, but I was like, whatever. Because I won my game last night and one of the other guys in my division lost his game last night and I scored more points throughout the season, I went from second place in our division to first place. So I was like, does this mean I get a bye in the playoffs? Like, I was all excited this morning when I found that out.
That is huge.
Yeah.
That's big. So your playoffs will start with next week's games then? Start with Thursday's games?
Yeah. I honestly don't pay that much attention to it. I just kind of, set my lineup for the week and move on. And if I win, great. And if I don't win, whatever. It's not that serious.
Who was it last night that put you over the top?
Well, I had Joe Burrow.
Oh, boy.
And I also had... Jamar Chase.
Oh, God.
So when they do something together, that gives me a ton of points.
I think it's, Dallas. It was close last night. The game was tied going in the fourth quarter. Dallas was looking like they might get the win there, but Dallas was Dallas last night.
I also had the Dallas tight end, and that, gave me like 10 points, so that helped me.
Okay,
too.
That's
so,
good. That's a plus. Yeah, but Joe had a big game last night. 300 plus yards. I was seeing all the stats once the game was over. He was on fire last night. So that's great. You ever make a run here in the playoffs?
Well,
win this thing.
I don't know if playoffs start next week or the week after. I'm really confused, so maybe I could still lose the spot. I don't know, but yeah, I woke up this morning and I was like, oh wow, well that's good news. Waking up, good news. Finding out you won your division in fantasy football, also good news.
Fantastic
yeah,
news.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, that's it. Listen, I enjoy hearing about fantasy football, and I hope you make a good run in the playoffs and I hope you win the championship.
Well, guess I'm seated number two as of right now. In guess who's seated number one?
Sophie.
No, my husband.
Oh, is Brooklyn still doing it?
Yeah, she's in it. They didn't. Neither of them made the playoffs this
year. Sophie didn't make the playoffs?
No.
And Brooklyn didn't?
Neither of them made the playoffs this year.
Oh, are they upset? Is that...
I think Brooklyn's really upset about it because she had a chance.
Did she?
To get all hinged on these last week's games. She had a chance, but Sophie, she was kind of out of it mid-season. She's like, I don't know what happened to me. There's a lot of weird injuries this season in fantasy football, or in just regular football.
Fantasy is fun, though. It is, because I remember playing it back in the day and coming down to being in the playoffs and deciding which... I had like a certain teams, two defenses, which defense to start, and that pressure of deciding who do you go with. It comes down to getting that one player that you need to get 4 or 5 points or 6 points to put you through for the win, and just that pressure of having to decide on who you go with, and then you make the wrong decision, and it's so frustrating.
See, I don't even like go that deep. I'm like, okay, who's predicted to get the most points? I'll pick those guys.
That's the way to do it.
That's how I play. So anyway, we've got a lot coming up this morning. We have an announcement with tickets coming up also this morning, so make sure you are listening for that. And let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Wonder by Natalie Merchant?
They say I just be one of the wonders. That's on creation. And as far as they see, they can offer no explanation.
Do you want to hear Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin? You want to hear Holiday by Green Day? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning on the way next. What are your top three? If you had to narrow them down to just three, your top three holiday songs of all time. Let's rank them. We'll do that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and literally by one vote, Holiday by Green Day is a pre-show you pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I can't believe we're 15 days away from Christmas. This is crazy. Christmas is right around the corner. Are you listening to holiday music at all?
I don't seek it out, but I enjoy it when I hear it. Like, when I get in the car, I don't put it on. But if I do hear it, I'm in a store, getting my hair cut, it's on. I enjoy the sounds of the season.
I have, like, a full-on Christmas playlist, like, two of them. It depends on my mood. I've got, like, a chill Christmas playlist. I've got a more upbeat Christmas playlist. And so last night, I was doing my work. No one was at home. It was just me sitting at the kitchen table working on stuff. And I was like, I need it. I was, like, not feeling great. And I was like, maybe this will kind of lift my spirits. And so I put on one of my Christmas playlists. And as I'm listening to the songs, I'm like, you know what? I clearly have a top three. When it comes to the best holiday songs of all time, what are your top three holiday songs? 702-364-9400. I narrowed it down to my top three. Okay. Are you ready? These, in my opinion, are the three best holiday songs of all time.
Okay, give them to us, yeah.
All right, so coming in at number three, I have this song.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Rocking around the Christmas tree by Brenda Lee. I just feel like there's nostalgia in this. There's fun. There's energy. It's just, it reminds me of, like, being a kid when my dad would play Christmas music.
Yeah, this does. It takes you back. It's a classic.
Yeah, I love this one. So that's my number three. Coming in at number two, speaking of nostalgia, this always gives me a little bit of, like, it brings a tear to my eye sometimes, but I love it so much.
I'm dreaming of a
Crosby, White Christmas. Again, I remember my dad had that cassette tape of the classic Bing Crosby Christmas songs, and he would play that this time of year. It would always just make me so happy.
It's that Christmas album with Bing on the cover, and he's got the Santa hat.
Yes,
I know exactly the album.
Yes.
Yeah, we have it at my house. My parents have the same album.
That was a big one from my childhood. And number one, I think, is just one of the most underrated holiday songs of all time. It is so good. It is so fun. I've said it before. This one. Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree. This song will put a smile on my face no matter what. I think this is the best holiday song out there.
I'm surprised this one doesn't give Mariah Carey's Christmas song a run for its money, because it's a good one. You know,
it is
better. A good
one. I say it's better, but those are my top three. What do you have?
I'll take your Bing Crosby, and I put that one at number three for me. Legendary song. Instantly takes me back to my childhood. I love the song.
It's just such a classic.
It is. You can't go wrong with this song. And then I've talked about this one before. The waitresses rapping. The Christmas song here.
Christmas rapping.
Yes, by the waitresses.
You've always been a supporter of this song.
I love this song. This was big in the Northeast, in the Philadelphia area. It still is, and it's just What I like about it so much is that, you know, growing up, I would listen to the alternative radio station in Philly, 97.5 WPST, and they wouldn't play a lot of Christmas music, but this was the one song they would always play. So when I would hear this song, I'd be like, ah, it's Christmas season. And I always listen to that station. I would just hear this song all the time. So I love this one.
I don't know what it is about this song, but it feels to me like their dad said, go sing a Christmas song for everyone. And they're like, here we are, sing a song. Like they're half into it. But I do know there are a lot of fans of this song.
And then my favorite Christmas song of all time is Mele Kalikimaka by Elvis Presley, the Elvis Presley cover.
Mele Kalikimaka.
Oh, yeah.
I think I recently told the story. So my grandmother loved Elvis, and she would play this Christmas album all the time. And then after my grandmother passed away, my mom started playing this song every single Christmas. And every time I come home, my mom has the song playing in the house. So I'll come home for Christmas. We're going home in a couple weeks for Christmas. And I know as soon as we walk into the house, this song will be blaring on the stereo.
That's a great song. And we're getting a lot of texts here. 702-364-9400. Last Christmas by Wham and George Michael. The Christmas song, Nat King Cole. Yes, that's a good one. Steph, do you have your top three?
I do. I'll start with number three, which I think is so funny. It's the Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, but the Jackson 5 one. It just reminds me of my dad singing it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? Why are these lyrics? But it grew on me, and I think it's just the sound of it. So that's my number three.
Okay.
Number two, classic NSYNC Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Oh, this is a good one. I really do like this song.
It just makes me want to dance.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. And my favorite Christmas song of all time, and it's actually commercial on TV right now, so it makes me happy when I see it. It's the Sleigh Ride song by the Ronettes.
Just see the sleigh ride.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love this song so much.
Totally underrated. It's like you hear this, but you never really take the time to, like, think, who sings this? You know, who's the artist of this one? It's just, it just goes with Christmas.
Yes, I love it.
What commercial is it? Because you hear, I hear all the time.
I think it's Target.
Is it Target?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, I love it. And I feel like I'm in New York City going shopping and I'm going through Central Park. Oh, I just love it.
Target. They're getting all my money right now.
Have you heard Last Christmas yet on the radio? Have you?
I literally heard it the day, December 1st. Netflix posted a story of something, and that was the song. I'm like, wow, thanks. I wasn't even in this Netflix.
Whamageddon, day one, got you knocked out.
Netflix, Target, these are my enemies this season.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2183.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, December 10th. It is 6:01. Thanks so much for being here. I just saw someone post yesterday, what happened at the Southwest Airlines, like, lines or security? Did you see the lines at Harry Reid for Southwest Airlines? They were, like, going all the way to the terminal.
Don't. Let's not do this Southwest disaster that we had 2 years ago
over
the holidays.
I'm just saying.
No.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm flying Southwest in a couple weeks to head back east. Don't tell me that.
I'm just telling you what I saw. There was just lines and lines. And, like, they were people going, obviously, not arriving. I don't know. Travel is tricky. And then I saw the Uber lines at Harry Reid the other day. They're just so ridiculous.
Uber is always that. Well, we have NFR going on in town.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
but
that's true.
Uber is just has become insanity there at Harry Reid right now.
There needs to be a more streamlined way to deal with that because it just gets so crowded. And, yeah, just dealing with all the tourists that come in, it just seems like there's not enough room sometimes, you know?
They built that parking garage not thinking, they didn't know, Uber didn't exist when they built that parking garage.
You were traveling this weekend, Steph, right? Did you encounter, like, craziness? Did you Uber to the airport?
Everything this past weekend was insanity at the airport and traveling. Me and my husband flew to Scottsdale, Arizona on a Friday. We had our bachelor and bachelorette parties. It was a joint one for his sister. And what was happening was, I guess Southwest was experiencing some outage, and just checking in our bags, it took about 30 to 40 minutes.
Whoa.
But the thing that really got me was, on the way from Phoenix to Vegas, it was also insanity. And my husband was cutting it close to get onto the plane. He was the last person on the plane. I thought he was going to have to he wasn't going to make the flight, and he was going to have to get another one later. But man, he came in on the plane. He was sweating. He's like, I made it. I made it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank God I saved him a seat in the aisle so he could just come on in. And we're both exhausted from this bachelorette party that we just got. We're running like on 2 hours of sleep. We're finally situated on the plane. And I had my earplugs in and my eye mask. And I hear this group of girls behind me going to Vegas. And you could just tell immediately they're tourists because they're ordering shots on the plane. And it's a 40-minute plane ride. They're like, they're taking shots. They're like, oh my God, I don't want this buzz to end. I'm like, geez, Louise, we got a 40-minute ride with these ladies behind us. They're like, what movie should we watch? They're like, let's watch Girls Trip. They're laughing on the top of their lungs. I'm like, no, the worst people to be in front of. And then right when you can hear the pilot, we're about to descend into Las Vegas, and they have one of the girls has a window seat, and they have a view of the strip. They go, oh my God, it's the strip. Yay! I'm like, this is a nightmare.
Oh, I appreciate their excitement for our city, but at the same time, it's like, oh, come on, not again.
And they're like, let's get those little Fat Tuesdays that we got in Orlando, those really long ones that we could put around our neck. We can't wait. Oh my God, there's the Ferris wheel. I'm like, oh boy, that's the high roller. I'm just like shaking my head. I could not wait to get off that plane.
Tourists, you gotta love them for what they do.
Yes,
but you gotta like get a check yourself when you get annoyed.
I think
that
we all appreciate it because it's like, oh, they're coming to town, and we all have that probably same excitement when we first flew into Vegas. We get that same excitement when we're flying to a different city. Like, oh my gosh, there's, you know, the skyline in New York City. We get excited, but also there's that just irritation.
They did not get the hint because I would like turn around and make eye contact with one of the girls, and she would just smile and be like, hi. I'm like, oh my gosh, get the hint. Leave the room.
Spend your money here and leave.
Yes.
We'll take your money and then get out of here. We've got a lot coming up on the show with the Mega Minute at 7:30. Those Jennifer Hudson tickets are yours. That happens right around 7:30. Someone conquered the Mega Minute last week, so it is doable, and we want you to do that today at 7:30. And then coming up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
All right. Well, this was just super cool. Taylor's Eras Tour is done, and wait until you hear what she did for her staff to thank them for all their hard work. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Let's do something.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We have Heads Up right after What's Trending. And for you, those tickets, those passes to Mufasa, the Lion King.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning.
You got that James.
Her Eras Tour has come to an end, and wait until you hear what she did for her employees. This girl, man, she gave $197 million in bonuses to everyone that worked on the Eras Tour with her during its nearly 2-year run. That includes truck drivers, the caterers, the merch team, the production staff, carpenters, dancers, band members, security, choreographers, hair, makeup, the wardrobe teams, the physical therapists, and the video crew. She all gave them $197 million in bonuses.
Not one person seems like they were left out, and that just shows her character and what kind of person. She'd have to take care of people like that. That's incredible.
I am just like blown away at her kindness. And then, you know, when she went to every single city, she would make a donation to a food bank in those cities too. Like, this woman just is all about giving. The Eras Tour, it grossed over $2 billion in ticket sales across 149 shows. That more than doubles the revenue of any other concert tour in history. Her production company, Taylor Swift Touring, confirmed that bonus amount was true. And the tour, you know, they just wrapped up here in Vancouver on December 8th, 2 days ago. So during that show, she told the sold out crowd, we've got to perform for over 10 million people. And tonight we get to play one Lotto for you here tonight.
And you mentioned how she would donate to food banks in every city that she went to. And she wasn't banging a drum. Hey, look what I'm doing. That was done like low key. Kind of, word got out, but it wasn't a big PR stunt that she was doing that for.
No.
She just generally cared about people and leaving the city that she went to in a better spot than when she arrived.
If word got out, it was because the food banks publicly thanked
made an announcement.
Her. She
yeah.
never mm-hmm. said anything about it. And yeah, just think of all the revenue that she would bring to these cities. And it's just, it's really cool. And especially the fact that she realizes that something on this grand of a scale, she can't do it by herself. So she needs all those people, and to help them out like that and give them a nice little Christmas bonus after the fact, that's just pretty amazing.
And she does everyone. So yeah, she needs those truck drivers, the guys and the gals in those rigs to get her gear to her next show. As importantly, she needs the hairstylist to have her looking perfect to walk out on stage. And she took care of all of them. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, get yourself a boss like Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And that is what's trending.
Let's do it. We got Heads Up right now, which is so much fun to play. And the number you want to call is 702-364-9400. You want to be caller 20, you get to play Heads Up, but you're also playing for a cool prize.
Yeah, we have 4 Fandango passes for you to see Mufasa, the Lion King. They just had the grand premiere, the big premiere last night. Saw that Beyonce and Blue Ivy, they were all on that red carpet, and your passes right now to check out the movie with Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Jenny, you are caller 20 this
Woo!
Morning.
Yay.
You ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right. We're playing Heads Up for 4 Fandango passes to check out Mufasa, the Lion King, courtesy of Walt Disney Pictures. Pick a category. Do you want to go with It's a Wonderful Life, Hakuna Matata, Feliz Navidad, or Flip Flops?
Oh, my goodness. Feliz Navidad.
All right. These are all things that are associated with Christmas, okay? So, 'tis the season. Okay. This should be pretty easy. I think you'll get this. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Jenny, 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You win, and you start now.
You kiss under this plant.
Mistletoe.
Yes, this is the big guy that brings presents.
Santa.
Yes. This you might put on your front door. It's circular.
A wreath?
Yes. This is what you would build, put a carrot nose, a top hat.
Snowman?
Yes. This is the drink that usually you have this time of year. It's very thick.
Eggnog?
Yes. This is what you would build with candies and frosting, and they usually
collapse.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow.
Yes.
Jenny, how is your brain working this well so early in the morning?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, so your brain works well all the time, is what you're saying. Congratulations, Jenny.
Thank you.
Just got these passes, 4 of them, 4 Fandango tickets to check out Mufasa the Lion King. Congratulations.
My kids are so excited.
Well, we're excited for you, Jenny, and the winning, it continues here on Mercedes in the Morning. Next hour with the Mega Minute, when you conquer it, tickets for you to go see Jennifer Hudson.
And coming up next, who has the coolest boss out there? Who got something really nice from them, or they did something really nice? We were just talking about Taylor Swift and the bonuses that she gave to her entire staff. Maybe it wasn't $197 million, but did you have a boss go above and beyond from you? We want to hear about it. Call us up, 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Earlier this morning in What's Trending, we were talking about Taylor Swift and how she gave $197 million in bonuses to those who worked on the Eras Tour during its nearly 2-year run. We're talking everyone from makeup artists to her wardrobe teams to her security, the carpenters who built the set, the band members, the dancers, the video crew, the merch team, like everyone. She took care of them with $197 million in bonuses. I wonder what that ended up being. like turning out to be per person.
Oh, what they actually got. Yeah.
I would be really curious. But what a cool thing to do. Has anyone ever had a boss do something like that? Obviously not on that level, or maybe on that level, but have you had a boss like give you some sort of a bonus that you weren't expecting, or maybe a gift that you didn't see coming? And what did they do? Like, who has the coolest boss out there? 702-364-9400. Have you ever had someone do that, something like that for you?
Yeah, you're telling the story. I had a perk, which was a really cool perk. Now, it cost me money, but the perk itself was worth it. I worked at Value Rent-A-Car in college. This was in the late 90s. Value Rent-A-Car was owned by Mitsubishi. They owned the rental car agency across the country because they wanted more of their cars out on the road. After you worked there for a year, you could lease any Mitsubishi car you wanted for a dirt cheap price. So here I am in college, no money, horrible credit, and I was able to lease a brand new Mitsubishi Eclipse, red convertible, black top, GT. This was one of the nicest sports cars you could get at the time. Full coverage insurance, brand new car, drove it off the lot for $80 a week.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And if you worked there for a year, you could do that with any Mitsubishi car you wanted. And here I am at UNLV, just like cruising around in this bright red convertible. People are like, how'd you get that? I'm like, hey, what can I say?
And I don't know why, but I love the way you say Mitsubishi.
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 Listen, I work for them. I know how to say it.
I love it.
They
said,
JC, everyone says it that way.
Mitsubishi.
They said, this is how we say it, JC. I'm like, thank you. I'm saying it the right way.
It's just like,
you're saying it the wrong way.
Okay. Kim, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, did you ever have a boss go above and beyond and give you something really cool for a bonus?
Yeah, I stepped up to be the kindergarten team lead, and she asked us teachers to come into the conference room, and she surprised us with a $1,000 bonus on top of a free trip to Miami for a teacher's conference.
What?
Where's this? Wow.
This was at Matter Academy.
Oh my gosh, what a cool thing. Were you guys all like screaming when you found out?
Yeah, they took us teacher leaders there to, you know, of course, like elevate us as educators. And it was just really nice of them to do that.
That is so nice, especially, yeah, for our educators who are so important. I love hearing stories like that. 702-364-9400. We're getting some texts here. My boss one time gave me and another lady a $10,000 shopping spree each and flew us in a private jet to Beverly Hills to go shopping.
Okay, you got to tell us who you were working for. How would you handle that? $10,000 go shopping.
I would say, can we skip shopping in Beverly Hills and just shop here? Because I could probably buy only one thing in Beverly Hills with $10,000 in here. I think I could buy much more.
Can I shop that 10 grand just into my Bank of America account and just use it for years to come?
We'll go have lunch in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
This one says, just yesterday, my boss gave everyone in the company a $1,500 Christmas bonus. Wow, for loyalty and hard work. Best company I've ever worked for. Can you guys please tell us what these companies are?
This is recognition. Incredible. Do you have one, Mercedes?
I used to work retail when I was like in college. There was like this store. Do you remember? I don't know if they had them where you grew up. J. Jacobs. Have you ever heard of a store?
I don't think we had them back east, but I have heard of them. Yeah.
Okay. So I used to work. It was kind of like a Hot Topic type of store. And, you know, Christmas season was super busy. You don't even think about asking for days off during the holiday season. You have to work. Well, one day my scheduled shift was 12 to 8 and my boss let me leave at 7.
Whoa!
I know. I was like, thank you. That was like the nicest thing a boss has ever done for
shopping
me.
Spree, a $10,000 shopping spree in Beverly Hills, or get out and early at EO.
Left 1 hour early. Woo!
Huge.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Well, the big news yesterday was that police in Altoona, Pennsylvania, they arrested a suspect accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. His name is Luigi Mangione. He's 26 years old. University of Pennsylvania grad with bachelor's and a master degree in computer science. He was arrested after a customer at a McDonald's in Altoona recognized him, told an employee of the restaurant to call the police. And then when officers arrived, he was eating and looking at a laptop. According to the court documents, he started shaking when they asked if he had been in New York City recently. In addition to having a ghost gun that they're saying was likely printed on a 3D printer, he had around $10,000 in cash. $2,000 of it was foreign currency. And he also had that fake New Jersey ID that he had used to check into a hostel last week before the killing. He presented that to officers. He also had this handwritten manifesto, which the NYPD said showed that he had bad feelings towards corporate America. He was charged in Altoona with possession of an unlicensed firearm, forgery, providing false ID. And late last night, Manhattan prosecutors filed several charges against him that also included murder.
Kudos to that person at McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And when I heard the story last night and just reading about it and watching the news and everything, do you think you would have identified him? The guy? You're having lunch at McDonald's. Maybe they're with your family. You're not really paying attention to the people around you. I mean, that's pretty amazing they picked up on that guy.
I think so, too. But I also think that his face has been plastered everywhere. And I don't know. I think maybe. You don't think you would have?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. When I'm at a restaurant eating, I'm just kind of so focused on what I'm doing and not truly paying that close attention. But he does have those striking features, his eyebrows, his eyes. Did he have a hat on? Did he have that mask on as well? Or you look at his mugshot, there's nothing on him right now, and you can see him. But I just wonder if I would pick up on that, if he's sitting next to me. Or because he was on a bus, too. Would you notice him on the bus? I don't know. It's just job well done to that person at McDonald's in Altoona for picking up on it.
There's a local story a few weeks ago about a missing Las Vegas man. And I'm watching the story on the news, and he's diagnosed with Alzheimer's. His family is searching for him. They can't find him. And I remember just really trying to remember his face. And I remember his name. It's David Ramirez. Like, I just was watching the story. I'm like, I really want to remember his face in case I do see him, in case I do run into him. And so I have like remembered that. And I find myself just throughout the day trying to, you know, look at people, and especially older men, to see, maybe it's him, maybe I can help in some way. And like, I've made a conscious effort to like keep my eyes open. And this was, you know, a few weeks ago, like maybe even a month ago, but I still remember his face because I want to help his family, but I don't know I doubt my paths will cross with his.
But you never know. And that's good on you for doing that. There was a story when I was living in Washington, D.C., kind of to what you're talking about. They had, they want to see if there's missing children flyers, if there's worked. And they had this whole like kind of sting operation set up in this major apartment complex. And every single mailbox had the flyer. Have you seen this child? It was like a thing, posters, things in their mailbox. So everyone pretty much looked at this thing. They had that same missing child, quote unquote, hanging out in the lobby, kind of just walking around, playing around. So people would literally look at the flyer and walk past the missing child and no one picked up on it.
That sucks.
Isn't that awful? It's like you see people look at the flyer and then literally just walk by the child who was in on it, was in the lobby playing whatever, but no one picked up the missing kid that flyers everywhere in their mailbox was right next to them after they looked at it.
It just shows you like we're so wrapped up in our own lives mm-hmm. that we're not really paying attention to what's going on around us. So also this morning, I know a lot of you are getting ready for the holidays and spending during the holidays. Oh my gosh, it adds up quickly. They say that the average American is going to spend over $2,000 during the season. They say that the most expensive category as far as spending goes this time of year is transportation and travel. That accounts for the brunt of that $2,000. Next is just the cost of putting on the holidays, you know, food, refreshments, throwing parties, holiday clothing, stuff like that. Gifts are third on that, which I thought gifts might be number one, but no, a lot of Americans are planning to spend money on presents for their loved ones, but travel and putting on the holidays definitely exceeds that category.
It's travel for us. We're going back east to see family, so it's definitely travel, airline, rental car, hotels, the whole thing. But it's worth it at the end of the day. What's your expense?
I think our major expense is probably like the gifts because we're not going anywhere this season. And I say the gifts because I got two birthdays in December along with the holidays. My husband's birthday, my daughter's birthday, and then we have the holidays. So it's like we're good the entire year. Then December comes, boom! Like, oh my God.
Why couldn't it be spread out?
No.
Brooklyn, why couldn't it be more in July?
Exactly. Finally, this morning, just speaking of saving some money, Amazon and Student Universe, they're partnering to offer young adults discounted domestic flights for the holidays. So if you know a young person between the ages of 18 and 24, or if that is you, listen up. For the holidays, they're going to have 5,000 tickets available for $25 each. Open to anyone between 18 and 24. You have to be a member of Amazon for Young Adults, which is a discounted membership program that was known as Amazon Prime Student before. So just join that really quick if you can. The deal is available until Saturday, and your flights have to be booked for travel between now and January 14th. You know, basic economy, main cabin seats are included, but you know, if you want upgrades and stuff, that's not included. But $25 each. That is quite the deal. I would sign up for that.
Make it so affordable to see your family over the holidays.
Yeah, all you got to do is go to amazon.com/25flights for that deal.
Now, 7 o'clock hour, we have a lot going on, including 7:30, those tickets for you to go see Jennifer Hudson when you conquer the Mega Minute. It was conquered last week. It is doable. You're going to do it today at 7:30.
Oh, man. I just, like, we just got a text. So that man that I told you was missing, his family announced that he was found yesterday.
I'm going to stop the song.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I just literally read that text. Thank you for letting us know. That is terrible. Oh, man. Ugh. I'm so sorry to his family.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful man, I'm sure. That's so sad to see that.
I am so sad to... Gosh, like... This is how you know this is live radio, people. Like, oh, my God.
You didn't know. But
I could have kept my mouth shut, but that literally just came up on the text line. Thank you for letting us know. We do appreciate
and
that.
And the whole Ramirez family. We're so
sending
sorry.
Sending our love to
yeah,
you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But look at that. You talked about him on the radio and, you know, give him a little love and his family a little love on the radio.
Yeah, well, we're sending lots of love to his family right now.
All right. It is Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I... usually don't have a problem like loaning stuff to friends. I've borrowed stuff from friends before, especially like clothes. A lot of my friends, you know, we wear like the same size or we're in within a couple of sizes of each other. So like, let's say you have an event and you have to wear like a really nice dress. You don't want to go out and buy one. We'll say like, hey, do you have a dress I can borrow for this? And yeah, no problem. So a couple of weeks, well, this is actually a couple of months ago, but I'm starting to deal with this a couple of weeks ago. One of my friends asked, she had some gala that she was going to go to. She's like, do you have any formal like dresses that I could borrow for this? And I was like, yeah, I have a few. You want to come over and see, you know, what fits you? So she came over. She picked one of my dresses and she's like, thank you so much. I was like, of course. And she's like, I will dry clean this. I will get it back to you ASAP. And again, this was like a couple of months ago. And like last month, I noticed, okay, I know the gala happened. I saw pictures of her, you know, that she posted wearing the dress, and she didn't say anything. So I did shoot her a text. I was like, hey, how was the gala? You looked beautiful in the dress. Like, you know, and she's like, oh, it was so fun. Thank you again. I really appreciate it. She's like, I will get you your dress back as soon as I have it dry cleaned. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So that was like a month ago. And then like a couple of weeks ago, she dropped it off to me and I didn't really pay attention to it. It was in the dry cleaning bag and stuff. And, I was just like, you know, whatever. And I was going to put it away the other day and I took the stuff off of it. And as I turn around to hang it in, I noticed like, on the seam, there's a huge rip, like huge. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what happened? So I thought maybe the dry cleaners, like what's going on? And so I took a picture of it and I said, hey, just FYI, there's a huge rip in this. And she sent me back like an emoji with like a face that was like sad. You know, the one where it's like looking down and it's like sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what happened? And she confessed that her sister also borrowed the dress after she borrowed it.
We got a double loan going on here. Okay.
I don't know her sister.
Mm-hmm.
She just loaned it to her. And she said her sister did that. And my first thought is, well, why didn't you, when you took it to the dry cleaners, have them repair it?
Yeah.
Like that would have been the easiest thing to do. And I said, oh, okay. She goes, I'm so sorry. My sister did that. I took it to the dry cleaners, but yeah, I should have had it fixed. I'm just trying to get her to pay for the repair. And I'm thinking, okay, well, why didn't you just pay for it and then have her pay you back or something? And I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. And so I was like, okay, well, I go, if you just want to pay me, you can just Venmo me and I'll get it fixed. And she said, well, I didn't do it, but I'm still going to try to get the money from her.
So you haven't received any money yet? Not even from your friend?
No.
Because in my mind, this happens. Even your friend lending it out without checking with you, maybe give you a heads up. My sister loved that dress. She wants to borrow. Is that cool? Just give you a heads up. Okay, but even so, she lent it out without your permission or you knowing it. Okay, she got the dress back. It's damaged. She's got to fix it. She's got to fix it, or at least give you the money. No matter who damages it, her sister, her uncle, and whoever, she's got to give you the money.
Because I loaned it to her, right?
The friend is the one that's got to take care of payment to you and take care of that immediately. However the friend wants to deal with the sister or whoever, that's on her. But she owes that money to you.
That's why I got really upset. And I was like, okay, that's up to you guys to hash out what is owed to who. But am I wrong for being upset about this? And also, you took it to dry clean it. Why didn't you just have them repair it then? But she said it's because she didn't do it. So did you go to the dry cleaner and say, hey, can you dry clean this? But don't fix the giant rip in it. Please don't touch that.
Just have it so it's nice and clean so I get back to my friend. I'm confused by these actions here.
It's weird. So now that I'm upset. There's like a tension. And she keeps telling me she's going to try to get the money from her sister. Try.
She's got to give you X amount of dollars, and then she can try as long as she wants to get from her sister. You have nothing to do with that.
Am I in the wrong here? Like, honestly, is this like?
Do you know the sister?
No, I've seen pictures of her. I don't know her personally. I didn't see pictures of her in my dress. I'd like to see her in my dress, but it's a weird situation. What should I do? I don't want to give her the silent treatment now or anything. I want my money back. But at the same time, I'm really just perplexed by this whole thing. Some of your calls are coming in right now. If you have a comment, if you have some thoughts, 702-364-9400. It's Maroon 5, and this is Mix 94.1. Hey, Ashley! Good morning!
Hey.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So let's say you loan your friend a dress, and she loans it to someone else who rips it and then gives it back to you and says, oh, I'm so sorry about the rip. I'll make sure I'll try to get the money to repair it from that person who ripped it because it wasn't me. Who do you think is responsible in this situation?
Okay, so I totally feel sorry that you're in this position because I've been there too. I get it. But at this point, you have the dress back. I think you got to fix it yourself. And then, you know, you can always message her hey, it cost me this much. Pay me back when, you know, you can. But I think it's on you at this point.
Well, I agree. It is on me now that the dress is in my possession to get it done. It's now it's dry cleaned. Mm-hmm. It's just the rip is there. But like I mentioned to her, I said, okay, well, I can get it fixed, but you can Venmo me. And she said, I'll try to get the money from my sister. Try. You'll try? Why don't you don't you think she should just give me the money and then she can deal with her sister after the fact?
Yeah, no, I agree. She should definitely have taken care of it, because especially since she went to the dry cleaner already about it.
Why would you get it fixed there?
But unfortunately, when you loan things out, sometimes it happens.
Yeah, but it wasn't even your friend that did it. It was the friend's sister. So when it's all said and done, the friend when they return the dress, hey, oh my gosh, she should probably just bit the bullet and said, I'm so sorry, I ripped the dress. Here's $20 to get it fixed when you get a dry clean. I wouldn't even mention that the sister did it. I would say, I did, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even bring my sister into the loop to let you know that I loaned you to someone else. If you loan it to me and I give it to Steph and Steph ruins it, I have to give it back to you and I would take ownership of ruining it and then also pay for the damage done to it.
The fact that someone loaned something that you loaned to them out like that, that,
to another
that,
person?
That kind of drives me crazy. Let's say you loan me your car and then I decided to loan your car while I was in possession of it to one of my friends and something happened to it. Now, I'm not trying to compare a dress and a car, but it's just loaning stuff that doesn't belong to you in the first
place. Without giving the person the heads up, yeah.
I don't know. It's making me crazy right now, and I don't want to lose a friendship
over this. Phones are going off here, by the way.
I know. Should we take some calls
here? Yeah, let's
hit
a break and get some of these calls here.
Okay, yeah. What do you think? And has that ever happened to you where you loaned something and they loaned it out to someone else? 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. This is Elise. How you doing, Elise?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
We're talking about this dress I loaned to a friend. She lent it to her sister without me knowing. Her sister rips it. And now I'm kind of left in the hot seat here with trying to get the money back. She said she'll try to get money from her sister, but she can't guarantee anything for the repairs. What do you think?
Well, I think she's been deceptive from the beginning. First of all, she lent your dress out without asking you or notifying you. So that's wrong to begin with right there. Then she gives you back the dress without telling you that it's coming. So she's being deceptive again. This is 100% on her.
She did, you know, remind me that at least it was dry cleaned. I was like, yes, it was dry cleaned. I will give you that. Let's talk to Amanda here. Amanda, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, Mercedes. I think your friend is completely rude. So not only did you do her a solid by loaning her a probably very expensive, very beautiful dress, but now you've got to take the time out of your schedule and your pocket to have the inconvenience to fix something because you did your friend a favor? No.
It's all on me to track down money to repair. And let's be honest, what is it going to be? $15, $10, $15 probably?
Did she want you to call the sister?
You never know. I mean, depending on if there's sequins and beading and stuff, it could be probably expensive. Who knows? But still, it's just wrong.
And Mercedes likes her sequins and beadings.
I do, but low key, I got it at Macy's and I had a coupon. So like, it was still not the cheapest dress out there. Thank you, Amanda.
It's the principle of the thing, you know?
Exactly. Thank you so much, Amanda. Let's talk to Melissa. Melissa says this is really a double-edged sword here. What do you think?
It is a double-edged sword. Because I've been in this situation, and I totally agree with you, Mercedes. But when it comes to friendships, they're like your chosen family. So you have to choose how serious the infraction is.
Like, is it worth putting a friendship on the line?
Right. I had a brother. I'm the older sister. So I can kind of understand where this sister is coming from. But at a point, as a sibling, you're like, I'm not taking care of his mess-ups anymore. He's got to deal with it. But she should have been like, look, this is what I did. I'll pay you back. But how good is a friendship? That's your call to make. But I go with forgive or forget. Forgive, don't forget.
But why is it on Mercedes? Why is it on Mercedes to take the high road? I think we all can agree. It should be the friend that said, listen, yes, friendships, you know, you have your inner circle. If she's that close to a friend, she should be the one that's saying, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Mercedes. Here's the $15 to get it fixed. I'll take care of things with my sister. I'm so sorry. Thank you again for the dress.
Right, but that's assuming that all of your friends are as good a person as you are, JC.
Oh, man. True. The high road can be a lonely road.
It's lonely up top.
Melissa, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, does your friend listen to the radio show? Are they hearing all this? Maybe the sister of the friend listens to the radio show and they're saying, oh my gosh, I need to pay Mercedes.
She does usually listen, but she usually gets up, well, right around this time, from what I understand. She always talks about stuff we do, like late 7 or 8.
So
I don't know. She may have just missed it.
Well, keep us posted on what happens in that
situation. Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, what were we talking about?
Oh, amazing. We were talking about the WNBA and how Kate Martin is leaving.
Oh,
we're still bummed about, over that whole thing. Oh, my gosh.
I am really bummed about that. But yeah, let's just move on.
And let's do the Mega Minute. It's time for the Mega Minute.
And we have your tickets this morning to check out Jennifer Hudson. It's the gift of love, an intimate live experience coming to the Blue Life Theater at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. This is going to be incredible. Not only will you get these tickets, but you will be in the grand prize drawing to win upgraded passes to this really cool experience. All you have to do is conquer the Mega Minute, and it's 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all correct in that time, and you will win. We almost had a winner yesterday. It was so close. But today's going to be the day, and it's going to be you that wins. So caller 20 right now, you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Good morning, Mimi. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
We are great. You're caller 20. You're playing the Mega Minute.
Nice, Mimi.
I hear
you. All right, let's go.
I hear you have some help this morning from your husband.
Yes, he's here.
Hi, Maurice. Yes.
How you doing?
Good. All right, guys. If either one of you knows an answer, just shout it out. As soon as I hear it, we're going to move on to the next question, okay?
All right,
Mimi and Maurice, you're playing for these tickets to go see Jennifer Hudson. You'll have 60
seconds. Yeah.
I love this energy. 60 seconds on the clock to answer 10 questions correctly. Now, if you get one wrong or you want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And here we go, Mimi and Maurice, the Mega Minute. You start now.
What is the name of Santa's wife?
Mrs. Claus.
Yes. Which actor plays Kevin McAllister in The Home Alone? Yes, the song Another One Bites the Dust was sung by what band?
Pass.
John Dutton is a character associated with which TV show? Yes, which artist put out the album called Future Nostalgia?
Pass.
Finish this Christmas lyric to Jingle Bells. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
And one horse open sleigh.
Yes, in the song YMCA, what does YMCA stand for?
Beth.
What country did Olympic breakdancer Ray Gunn represent?
Beth.
In The Wizard of Oz, how does Dorothy get back home?
Tap the shoes.
Yes.
Both are heels.
Correct. Heels. Who is the father that Katie Holmes shares her daughter with?
Tom Cruise.
Yes. The song Another One Bites the Dust was sung by what band?
Devo.
No. Oh, no. Darn it. You guys were a really good team. Unfortunately, there were just a few that got you hung up a little bit. Queen sings Another One Bites the Dust. The artist that put out the album called Future Nostalgia, that's Dua Lipa. And in the song YMCA, or just in general, what does YMCA stand for? Young Men's Christian Association.
I had no idea.
I did not know that. I thought it was Young Men's Clubs of America. I had no idea was that. So there you go, guys. I'm so sorry, Mimi and Maurice. You did a great job, but unfortunately, you were unable to conquer the Mega Minute, and that means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets to see Jennifer Hudson, The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience at the Blue Life Theater at Fountain Blue Las Vegas. Plus, you'll be entered to win the grand prize, which are upgraded passes. Caller 20, you get them right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If TikTok is going down, it's going down swinging, at least legally. Yesterday, the company requested an emergency pause of the law that would ban the app on January 19th if it hasn't been sold by then. In its court filing asking for the pause, TikTok said the break would give the Supreme Court time to decide if it should review the law. The company also argued and it's filing that a delay would give the Trump administration, which takes over one day after the ban goes into effect, time to decide what it wants to do about it. A federal appeals court has already rejected their attempt to overturn the law on First Amendment grounds.
You figure they're going to fight and do everything they can possibly to keep TikTok around. But if TikTok does go away and it's banned and it stops, won't we just move on to the next big thing?
Yeah,
like Snapchat and everything else. Stuff comes and goes, and we evolve to the next thing. I know there's people that make a ton of money on it, and I feel bad for them. But when they just move on to Instagram Reels or whatever the next big thing is that's coming along the lines.
I feel like, you know, they make like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So just, you know, to say, hey, just move on and do, you know.
No, I know that. I'm not trying to be dismissive of it. Yeah, it's really hard. I have compassion for that, too. It stinks for them.
But I also think that you could get a VPN, and then you'll be fine. Say you're in a different country. I'm in Australia. Oh, okay. So there you go. There the app works. So yeah, just get a VPN, you guys. I use my VPN all the time. It's fantastic. I'm in New York right now. I want to watch this earlier than everyone else.
So smart. So smart.
Yeah. Also this morning, Jay-Z, he was all smiles last night in his first public appearance since a civil lawsuit accused him of raping a 13-year-old in 2000. He joined Beyonce, his wife, and his daughter Blue Ivy at the Dolby Theater in LA for the premiere of Mufasa the Lion King. Beyonce and Blue Ivy, they both star in the film. Jay-Z's filing a motion to dismiss the suit that accuses him of the crime, along with Sean Diddy Combs. The accuser said that the assault took place after she was driven to an MTV Video Music Awards after party. The lawsuit was originally filed back in October against Combs, but then was refiled on Sunday to include Jay-Z. He has denied all the allegations.
Wow, more names will be coming out.
No.
We've been waiting for this. They always have these names, and now things are starting to come out, and more lawsuits are starting to be filed.
Yeah, I think it's going to get a lot worse.
Do you think that would affect roll into Beyonce and affect her?
Oh, yeah. I definitely do. I think it's going to affect a lot of things. He's a pretty influential figure in the entertainment industry. You know, it's just, yeah, it's going to affect a lot.
It's ugly.
We'll see.
Sad, too.
Yeah, for sure. Finally, this morning, they say that there is a first time for everything. And the New York Times, they have this new list that's out, which is really interesting. They listed 24 things that happened for the first time ever in 2024. And I was kind of surprised at a lot of them. They covered a lot of bases. For example, did you know in 2024 that was the first time that parents were actually charged and convicted in a mass school shooting? Like, parents had never been a part of that. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time that happened in 2024. On the medical side of things, a pig kidney was successfully transplanted into a human in 2024.
I had no idea that took place.
I didn't know that either. A street food taco stand in Mexico got a Michelin star. First time that's ever happened, and it happened this year.
How do we try it? We got to get down to Mexico to try this. Yeah, that's so cool.
This one says a former This one says scientists observed an orangutan treating itself with medicinal herbs in the wild. First time in 2024.
So an orangutan was getting high on the wild.
Or like, oh man, I have a headache. I'm going to grab some of this herb here. They're smart, man. Yeah. Monkeys are smart. The first time in 2024, breaking, made it its Olympic debut. Very short-lived. Not going to return to the 2028 games in Los Angeles. Steph, as a dancer, do you think it belonged in the Olympics, or do you think that it's probably better suited for maybe just separate competitions?
No, I think it definitely deserved a world stage. I think that breakdancing, although it's been, since the 70s, since it started, it's been in the game for a long time. So as a hip hop dancer, I think it was definitely well deserved. And it's a really big bummer that it's not coming back to LA, because breakdancing was born in the United States. So why wouldn't it be here in 2020? So, I don't know. The whole thing and the whole publicity with the whole ray gun thing, it was a bummer, but I definitely think it deserved to be in the Olympics for sure.
Like, do you consider it a lot of people will debate a lot of things in the Olympics, if it's really a sport or not, or if it's more of a dance competition?
Oh, no, it's for sure a sport. I mean, you see these people like doing flips. These are athletes that are actually training for years on end. So, yeah, for sure. Dancing is a sport, especially breakdancing.
They have leagues?
They do. Mm-hmm. They have like battles and they do all this stuff for all across the world. So, yeah, it's definitely a sport for sure.
Would Team Steph face Team JC like in the league, and then you would win and beat me and then go on face Team Mercedes in the type of league?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Uh-huh. They do tons of things, and there's definitely different styles. There's solo battles. There's group battles. There's so many layers to breakdancing that people don't know about, and that's why I was excited for people to get educated on it and for it to not come back. It's like, oh, it's like we're right there. But
Mercedes won her fantasy game last night in football. Did you win your fantasy breakdancing league game?
Absolutely not.
I did the backspin and I got 12 points for that. And
I got me 10 points.
I only did one head spin, only got 2 points. Okay. Darn it.
Right. Oh, man. They took away points from me because I did the worm, but I did it backwards.
Such a low hanging fruit move, too, Mercedes. Was that the last thing on
that
list?
It,
okay.
It.
Hey, it was just announced that Whitney Cummings, she's going on her big baby tour. She's coming to Las Vegas. We got those tickets for you coming up at 8:25 with Heads Up.
Broadcasting live from the 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. This sounds dangerous, and now I'm going to be super paranoid.
Yeah, because of this now, my phone has been at like 10% battery since Saturday. And so Steph and I, I'm trying to help Steph out with a guest tomorrow for a career day. And I shot this guy a message, and Steph reached out to me yesterday. He's like, hey, did so-and-so respond? And I'm like, no, he read my message, and he read my message but didn't respond. So I sent Steph a screenshot of it. And Steph's first response back to me was like, dude, your battery is so low. Because you can see the battery power is like 8%. Here's the deal. Saturday, I have a rental car. I'm leaving the house. It's early Saturday morning. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. I stop and put some gas in it. I stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get a coffee. And then I go down to Bank of America. I go inside to get some money. Get back in the rental car. And I see smoke coming up from my passenger seat. I'm like, what is that? Smoke. And at first I thought maybe it was steam coming off of out of the coffee for some reason. Like, it's cold out, the coffee's out, maybe it's steam. But looking closer at it, I'm like, no, something's on fire in my car. My phone, the battery charger of my phone, caught fire inside my car.
Oh no.
It started melting into the seat. I don't know if it was a faulty cord or it was the rental car and a faulty charging system. I don't know what it was, but I've always been worried about that. Your phone plugged in and charging, catching on fire. It caught on fire in my car. I immediately unplugged my phone and the burning sensation stopped, but it was scary there for a second.
I mean, paranoia justified now. Like, has anything ever happened that you were really paranoid about and then it happened and you were like, see, I told you there was a reason for me to be paranoid.
You hear stories about this. I'm like, I was kind of worried about it. But then when that happens, I'm like, I'm not. So all weekend long, when my phone was around me, I would charge it in from charge it for like 10 minutes, then unplug it. I just never got a full charge all weekend. Same thing with on Sunday. I'm not going to leave my phone plugged in overnight and charging it after seeing that happen. I'm all paranoid now.
Is there something that you have been paranoid about and you found out it was completely justified for it? 702-364-9400. My brother had that happen with one of of our neighbors, like, they had a dog. Gosh, I remember the boy's name was Brandon. I can't remember their dog's name, but they had this dog and he was always barking. And my brother Mario was so afraid of this dog. And it wasn't like a big threatening looking dog. He was like white with brown spots on it. I don't know what breed it was, but it was like a medium sized dog, but he's always barking. And so Mario would just stay away from this dog. He was like, I'm not going near it. I'm scared of it. So he never went near it. And he was really scared of it. He was outside playing one day and he was just like doing, like riding his bike or whatever. The dog gets out from the backyard, runs to him and bites him.
No way.
He still has a scar on his face because the dog bit him on the face. And like the paranoia was completely justified. They always said like, oh, he's a good dog. He's all barking, no bite. He wouldn't harm a fly. This dog runs out and just out of nowhere, unprovoked. My brother's minding his own business, comes out, bites him in the face. Bites. It still has a scar to this day.
And is he afraid of dogs to this day? Or how, did he have a fear of dogs after that?
It was only that dog.
Really?
He was like, I just don't vibe with that dog. Something about it. He was really paranoid about it. But no, from what I understand, he's not scared of other dogs. But it was Brandon's dog. I can't remember that dumb dog's name.
The dumb dog that attacks kids. When you charge, do you leave your phone plugged in at night and charge it overnight?
I do, yeah.
Is it in your bedroom or is it downstairs?
It's on my nightstand right next to me, yeah.
So if it catches fire, you're there to unplug it and put it out then?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm there to have my bed catch on fire, basically. Yeah, because the way I sleep... Actually, lately, my sleep has been really bad, so I would probably catch it. But on a normal night, when I sleep well, I would have never, ever noticed
it. It's so warm in here. I love it. Matt must have turned the heat on.
Yeah. Like, I'm nice and cozy. What are these flames?
This is very charming inside here.
Yeah, that would not be good.
We've got the 12 Days of Christmas happening at 9:40. That's when you get to pick a present from underneath the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree.
About half of Americans are going to be visiting their childhood home over the holidays, and they plan to have relations in their childhood bedroom. 52% of people say that when they go home for the holidays, they plan that in their childhood bedroom. That number completely shocked me. 52%? You guys, my goodness.
And gals, that's my wife. That is Laura. Oh my gosh. It's not necessarily the childhood bedroom, but it's just in the childhood home with family members there. It's every single, we're going home for Christmas this year, and I know it. As soon as we get either into my parents' house or we stay with her aunt and uncle, she gets all frisky and ready to go. I'm like, your aunt and uncle are literally on the other side of that wall, sleeping, and this house is so quiet. There's no way this is happening. But she's all in.
Yeah, I count me out. Matt is the same way. He doesn't care. The thing is, when I go to my childhood home, and this is why we started staying in a hotel, my daughters, they get to sleep in my childhood bedroom. My mom puts them in my childhood bedroom, mm-hmm. in my bed. And Matt and I, we get shipped off to my brother's bedroom. And just laying in his bed makes me feel some kind of way. I just, nothing against my brother. I love my brother, but I get grossed out laying in that bed thinking of,
Is it still the same mattress?
Probably. My parents had no reason to replace it. Mm-hmm. I just think of him
being a boy. I just, self-discovery.
And there is like this dent in the middle of the mattress. So Matt and I start on the sides and then we all fall kind of in the middle.
The
and
taco. Then, yeah.
It just, I there's no way. So now we stay in a hotel, not too far from my mom's house, but are you up for that? Are you cool with, you know, hooking up in your old childhood bedroom? 52% of you say you are. I say that's a no-go. I remember one time Matt was just like, hey, and I'm like, no, absolutely not. We are not doing it. This is disrespectful to my parents. We are not doing this.
And it's just, I don't know, but like our childhood home is, we're the same thing. We're hotels all the way around, but back when we were staying with our family and ran uncle, it's just so quiet. You don't realize how quiet the house is until you come back as an adult, at least for me. Because I come back and we're lying there at night and I'm like, I can hear everything inside this house. Like, what was it like growing up? Had to be the same way. I just wasn't aware of how quiet things were. And there's no way I'm about to get frisky. You hear noises, beds moving, and then you go down for breakfast the next morning. Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a no-go. Steph, are you and James, are you in that 52%?
It's funny because I'm like the, when it comes to my family. But if it's his family, I'm like, but like at their house, I don't care. But there's something mentally about me going back to my childhood home and being like, absolutely not. But if we're going back to his childhood home, I'm like, hey,
is it kind of like a dog marking its territory in your mind where it's like, hey, I wasn't here when you were growing up, so now I'm gonna mark my territory. I was here now.
Just
now
go outside and pee in their yard.
No, now that I think about it, maybe that's what it is.
Is it a mental thing?
Yeah, I think it's a mental thing. Like, oh, it's been a first for me here. Hey, let's try this. And then he's like, no, absolutely not. That's weird. So I think there is something mentally behind this is where I grew up versus like, this is a new place.
That's what I think. And like why our spouses are like that too, or Matt's like totally good with it. And your wife's totally good with it. I think it's because that's where we grew up. And that to them is like uncharted territory, and they're kind of marking it like, yeah, this is my spot, these are my stomping grounds.
Have
now.
You ever had relations at all in your childhood home?
Not in the home.
Backyard?
No.
In the shed?
No.
In the driveway, in the car?
In the parking lot of my old orthodontist's office. That was the only place we could find.
So you're in the car?
It's dark.
What?
It was dark.
So you're driving or like walking by?
No.
You're driving? Let's pull in here?
It was like, well, where do you want to go? And I was like, oh, my old orthodontist office. It's really dark over there. It's right by the mountains.
Is the guy in the back seat of the car or something?
No.
Front seat?
It wasn't that cold outside. It really was.
Oh, summertime.
Actually, the scary thing is, I think it was winter. You just keep your jackets on.
That's how you warm up.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to take care of business.
Like, my parents are like, where were you guys? Our face is bright red. I was like, it's cold outside. We went for a walk.
Frostbite.
Yeah, right?
Here we go. It is time now for Heads Up and Caller 20. You get to play. That phone number you want to call is 702-364-9400. You're Caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and we got a cool prize for you.
Well, it was just announced this morning. Whitney Cummings, she is coming to town. Her big baby tour, and it's happening at the Palazzo at the Venetian. You're going to be there when you win Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Ashley, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Hi.
Good morning. Congratulations. You are going to play Heads Up here for these Whitney Cummings tickets. How you feeling this morning? You ready to do this?
I guess so. I'm ready.
Okay, let's pick a category. Do you want to go with happy birthday, gingerbread cookies, banana split, or mountain range?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday it is. All right. These are all celebrities that were born in the month of December, okay?
Oh, no.
You got this. You got this. No worries. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Ashley. 60 seconds on the clock. She's got to get six correct. And Heads Up, you start now.
She just finished her Eras tour.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, she sings Give Me More, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Britney Spears.
Yes, she is a rapper. She sings Starships Are Meant to Fly. Okay, he is a basketball player. He plays with his son on the Lakers.
Kobe Bryant?
No.
LeBron James.
Yes, yes, yes. He is married to Beyonce.
It's Jay-Z.
Yes. She was the lead in High School Musical.
Vanessa Hudgens?
Yes. She was like Britney Spears' rival. She has blonde hair.
Christina Aguilera?
Yes!
Nice! Yeah!
Ashley, you got it!
Thank you.
Look at that. You were all worried and you just completely did so good on that category. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ashley, you're all set with those tickets to Whitney Cummings, the Big Baby Tour. It's happening in May at the Palazzo Theater. Congrats.
Thank you guys so much.
Now, next hour, we got the 12 Days of Christmix that happens at 9:40. That's when you get to pick a present from underneath the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree. Concert tickets, Apple products, spa packages, dinners. You're picking a present at 9:40. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If you missed an update on one of the biggest news stories in the country, police in Altoona, Pennsylvania, they arrested a suspect yesterday in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The suspect, Luigi Mangione, 26 years old, graduate of the University of Pennsylvania with both a bachelor's and master's degree in computer science. He was arrested after a customer at a McDonald's in Altoona recognized him, told an employee of the restaurant to call police. The suspect had handwritten material with him, which New York City police say that showed he had bad feelings towards corporate America. Late last night, Manhattan prosecutors filed several charges against him that included murder. I was reading more about him this morning, and I guess he had a YouTube channel, and he had posted something that said, if you're already reading this, I've been arrested. And then it said something to the extent of December 11th, more coming on December 11th. So they have taken his page down. So no one knows exactly what this, it sounds like this was very meticulously planned out. And a lot of people are worried about what is to come. How far out did he plan? What does he have planned? It's very, very ominous.
What did it say about December 11th, which is tomorrow? What did it say you would know by?
More coming December 11th.
Is something else that has to happen. If he wasn't caught, something else was planned for tomorrow, or something already in the works?
No, it said, if you're reading this already, I've been caught. More to come on December 11th.
Oh, so it's happening without him.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that, but we'll definitely keep you posted. It's just such an odd story. And then they're saying on his Twitter, the pictures that were posted, there was like a thirst trap photo of him traveling, then a photo of his lower back, and I guess he had some sort of surgery on his lower back, and you can see the pins in his back. And then there was a Pokemon character. I can't remember the Pokemon character, but the number card that Pokemon character equates to, people really read into things. I don't know if this is true or if they're just reading into it too much. That equates to a verse in the Bible that says something about the wealthy shall not something or other.
But he comes from a very wealthy family too.
Right, but he was 26 years old, so that means he was too old to be on his parents' insurance. So I don't know.
What if that is the whole backstory of, yeah,
it has something to do with
his back surgery. He had this vendetta against the healthcare industry. And then looking at I go back to the person at the McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, that recognized him, called authorities, and they moved in swiftly on this guy who's obviously interacting with some other people along the way, from ordering at McDonald's to getting on a bus. Do you think his parents recognized him? I mean, his picture's all across the news, all across the country, his photo plastered with the mask on, even the ones without the mask. Do you think his parents saw the story or were completely oblivious to the fact that that's their son?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, if you saw a family member that was accused of doing something horrible, would you call turn them in?
It's so hard. Yeah, I would. In my mind, you'd have to. What a hard thing to do. But yeah, if I see that it's a cousin or something, I would absolutely call in. And or my, if it's, God forbid, it's my brother did something and I see it, yeah, I would make the call. Absolutely.
Especially because you would want to do it before anything else bad could possibly happen. You know, you have to put that aside and go with safety. But yeah, I have a feeling a lot more is going to come out about this guy. We'll have to see on that. I feel a sneeze coming on. Hold on.
One, two, three.
Excuse me.
Always threes.
Bless ding, ding, ding. Me. Thank you. So the fertility rate is at a record low in Japan. And now the Tokyo government, they're doing something to help get it back up. Starting in April, they're putting in a 4-day work week into place for their employees. And the move is meant to give working moms 3-day weekends and more family-friendly options for scheduling, making it easier for them to raise kids.
That's great.
In the country's, you know, very demanding work culture, this new rule is going to affect over 160,000 employees of the Tokyo Metro government, letting them work Monday through Thursday. So the fertility rate in Japan is 1.2, and you need a rate of 2.1. At least 2.1 for a stable population. So just for reference, the fertility rate at the U.S. was 1.61 as of last year, and it's decreased by 2% every year from 2014 to 2020. There was a brief increase in 2020 when the whole pandemic happened. I felt like every single one of my friends got pregnant during the pandemic.
I know some friends that have pandemic babies, and I also have some friends who were on the verge of divorce. Things were just not going. Both career driven, they had kids, just a lot of issues going on, and talking about divorce and getting a separation. Pandemic happened. Stayed in the same house, kind of forced to work on their issues and reflect on each other. And they came out of it still together to this day, just thriving. And they give credit to the pandemic because that forced them to be together and work through issues.
Hash things out at that point.
And it worked for them. I'm sure there's some couples that came out and divorced after the pandemic. But for my friends that were in a bad way beforehand, they came out on the better side.
That's good news. Finally, this morning, fathers are Americans' least favorite person to shop for during the holidays.
They
did a survey of shoppers and they found that only 2% of people said that their dad was their favorite person to shop for during the holidays. People even like shopping for strangers better than their fathers. Well, why is that? I think it's because they're the hardest to shop for. Like, he's my husband, but the father to my kids, and I struggle. I feel like it's the same things over and over. Nothing good. When we open presents on Christmas, I feel like he got me all these great things. And, you know, it's like, here's the same thing I got you last year, you know?
Well, Matt, you go with it. Shoes. He loves his Denver Broncos, Bronco gear, Golden Knights gear, Yankees gear.
You've just basically named all my presents for him this year. Thanks for spoiling
it. But that's the thing, though. That's what you get every single year, right? You want to get something different. Yeah. How do you deviate? Does he like to grill?
No.
Does he drink whiskey?
No.
Does he smoke cigars?
Nope.
Does he like to golf?
At times. Depends again.
That's what I'm going at. With dads, they have like their three things they love, and there's nothing else. Yeah. And you get that same stuff for birthday, Christmas, Yankees gear. There's only so much Yankees gear you can buy a person.
I think what we need to do is have dads call up right now at 702-364-9400 and tell us what you want. Give us some ideas, please. Please, like, not the same things, like, oh, like a tie or, you know, sneakers. Okay, that's great. Is there anything that's not those things that we could give you? Can you please give us some ideas? I think so many people will be anxiously awaiting your reply on this.
Have you gotten Matt a really cool knife, like a pocket knife, a really cool knife?
He's not a knife guy.
Oh, he'll use it. I was given a really nice gift as a knife, and I use it all the time. Opening packages, cutting something open, just having a knife.
I promise you he won't use
it. Oh, there's good knives out there.
I will get you one, but he won't use it.
What about an axe? I was gifted an axe, and it was engraved, the handle, my name on it.
He's not going to use an axe.
And I use it to break down Amazon packages before I put it in the recycling bin.
He's not going to use an axe or a knife.
But it's one of those gifts, though. They'll be like, oh, wow, an axe. You'll find use for it. And it's something different.
I promise you. I mean, we can get him on the phone, and I will ask him, would you ever use a knife or an axe?
You can put a Yankees logo on it.
Okay, the phones are blowing up. Coming up next, we'll talk to people. Ideas for dads for the holidays. What do dads really want? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, I had an idea for dads. I always get my husband a desktop calendar with pictures of us on it.
Okay, we were talking about this survey that came out that said dad is people's least favorite person to buy gifts for because they're so hard to shop for. You're saying a desktop, like, photo, like, frame, one of those digital frames?
Yeah, or even just, like, I make a calendar. Even at, like, Walgreens, you can make a photo calendar to sit on his desk.
Oh, I like that.
Does Matt have a desk that he works off of that he can put it somewhere?
Yeah, it's called our kitchen countertop.
It's a great idea, though, Rebecca.
But I love that idea because he's like a sentimental guy, and I think stuff like that would really mean a lot to him. Rebecca, great idea. Thank you so much for that. Let's talk to James. James, what are you a dad?
Yes, I am.
What do you want for a gift?
Tickets to a sporting event, maybe in a different city. One year I was given this. I was given tickets to watch the 49ers in California. We had three envelopes, one for the 49ers against the Saints, one for the Raiders against the Jets, and I had round-trip tickets, and we stayed at the Hilton. That was awesome.
Even the Raiders versus Jets one was awesome?
This is when the Raiders were still in Oakland.
Okay.
Different time. What about that? You said Matt, like on a trip.
I would love to do that, but the thing is like I feel like that would be a gift for me too, and I feel like that's selfish to do something like that. Maybe if he went with one of his buddies, that would work or something like that. Let's talk to Billy. Billy, a gift for dads. What do you think?
Okay, if you want to blow dad's mind and become the favorite child, get him Super Bowl tickets.
Oh, dang.
Billy.
Billy, you are just going for it.
Instantly favorite child.
100% forever and ever. And did you ever gift those or did you receive those?
No, hell no. I come from a rich family.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, well, I don't have the money for that, but I will get him a bowl that is really super. What's wrong with the world, mama?
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And it is day number 7 of the 12 days of Christmas. And Marie, your caller 20. Woo! Are you ready to open a present under the Christmas tree? You ready to do this?
I sure am. Okay. I'm super excited.
So we have a bunch of gifts still left under the Christmas tree. A bunch have been taken. So you can pick a number 1 through 24. And if it's still there, we will open that gift for you.
Okay. How about number 3? That's my lucky number.
Number 3 is available.
All right.
Okay. Now here's the job where I start checking all these boxes and gift bags.
And Marie, we have people that they don't throw out their wrapping paper after they open the present, which is fine. I think it just adds to the charm of the pile of stuff under the Christmas tree.
I found number
That's
3.
Right.
Number 3 is an envelope. Are we ready?
An envelope.
Oh,
we are ready.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. All right, let me open this up here. I think you're going to like this one, Marie. We have 2 tickets, upgraded tickets, for you to check out Jennifer Hudson's holiday show, The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience on December 22nd. Congratulations!
That's amazing. Thank you.
That show's at the Blue Life Theater over at the Fountain Blue, and we've been giving those away all week. But these are the upgraded tickets. You just got the automatic upgrade. Congratulations!
And perfect time for the holidays too. December 22nd. That's awesome.
Wow.
Now the 12 days of Christmas, it continues this afternoon, 5:10. Heather Collins will let you pick another present from underneath the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Make sure you come back tomorrow. We've got a busy one planned for you. Of course, those Whitney Cummings tickets, she just announced this morning that she's bringing her big baby tour over to the Venetian. We've got those tickets. 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. Be listening for that. More J-HUD tickets for you with the Mega Minute. And tomorrow is Career Day. We have no idea who is coming on at this point. We are working on it. So if you want to be a guest for a Career Day, hey, reach out to us. We would love to talk to you about your job, what it's like, some of the weird questions that people ask you. Just reach out to us. You can do that through our website, mix941.fm. Really excited about that. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Taylor Swift gave $197 million in bonuses to those that worked on her Eras Tour. Well, that's nothing compared to what Mercedes' boss once gave her.
I used to work retail when I was like in college. There was like this store, J. Jacobs, and you know, Christmas season was super busy. You don't even think about asking for days off during the holiday season. You have to work. Well, one day my scheduled shift was 12 to 8 and my boss let me leave at 7.
Whoa!
I know. I was like, thank you.
What a company.
God bless us, everyone. I couldn't believe it. That day was the greatest day. Went to the food court, got a baked potato. It was wonderful.
Life is good.
Yes.
Simpler times.
Yes.
And that'll do it for show number 2,183 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.